Welcome back to In Focus here on News Radio KMAN. I'm Brandon Peoples, joined here in studio today by Manhattan City Manager Ron Fear and outgoing Mayor Linda Morse. They will have their kind of reorganizational meeting here tonight, and a lot of stuff coming up. Well, not really a lot of stuff coming up here on the agenda. It's more of a light agenda here for tonight, but I guess talk a little bit about what's coming up on the consent agenda. That's where
one motion approves all of it unless there's some discussion. So a couple items of note there. The mayor had talked about Johnny Caw, and so one of the items, we do have the Friends of Johnny Caw that have been doing a fundraising project to create a similar kind of a plaza and viewing area that's accessible, and so kind of telling some of the history of Johnny Caw, and so they've raised about $87,500 to do improvements to that area. They have also have a number of companies that have stepped forward with some in-kind labor and material donation as well. And so tonight is to formally accept their proposal. We've already had a work session with them to talk about their project. And this one, they also have some donated architectural and construction management services. So the specific actions would be to accept their proposal, also to authorize an agreement with Bruce McMillan, AIA Architects, to serve as the design and construction administration services for that, and then also McCowan Gordon Construction of Manhattan, who is donating their construction management services. So it would be an agreement with them. So that's a great partnership that we've developed with that group as well. There's several routine items on there, but one item of note is a capital improvements item and recommending the purchase of some 6 thermal imaging cameras for the fire department from Weiss Fire and Safety of Salina in the amount of $51,553.68, and that comes out of the fire equipment reserve fund. And again, these are technical devices that the firefighters use when they're in a rescue situation in a smoke area, and it gives you that heat sensor imaging that picks up bodies and other things that if they're trying to locate folks in a emergency situation and fire so they can evacuate them. So they're pretty critical pieces of equipment, and the ones we have are getting pretty worn and hard to find replacement parts for. So,
okay. Tell me a little bit about the Crisis Center concept design project.
Sure. This is a project where we have a crisis center in the community that has been here for a number of years. They're looking at replacing that with a different facility and either build something new or renovate something. And so they had applied for and received some community development block grant funds from the city to help with this particular project. And this is funding recommending the hiring of Bruce McMillan to utilize those CDBG funds to start that process of developing a concept for their new facility.
Okay. Those are such an important part of any community.
Absolutely.
So. And they're just getting started, and they'll be trying to raise funds also eventually.
Yep.
Uh-huh. Okay.
That's good.
I had here on my notes also to talk about the planning board.
Planning board met last night and had a few items on their agenda. Probably a particular note, the planning board did approve the final development plan for the Eggyville Hotel PUD. This is a 127-room, 5-story hotel on 0.7 acres. It's located at the southeast corner of 12th Street and Bluemont, and looking for this is kind of the last official component of the process, and look at them beginning construction early next year now that this approval has occurred. And then also there were some general county agenda, and we have a joint city-county planning board for them. But another item is the annexation of 28.2 acres and also the rezoning of those acres for St. Luke's Lutheran Church. And this would be, it's located about 3,500 feet west of the intersection of Anderson and Kimball at the new roundabout. So they're building a new church at that location and want to be annexed into the city.
And it would be west of the current Blueville Nursery?
Right.
Yeah.
You mentioned hotels, and I've lived in a couple different communities, and I know two big issues facing a lot of cities is housing and hotel space. I'm curious to know your thoughts on what's the current situation as far as hotels here in Manhattan. Do we need more lodging?
So it's a little bit interesting. Obviously the housing demand, or the studies that have been done by the various folks relative to hotels have been kind of a mixed bag, but we have had a couple of hotels that were recently demolished that were older or out of service, I guess one of them would be. And so actually our room number is down compared to what it's been historically, and I think with this hotel would still be below what the peak rooms were in the community. So, we tend to have a reasonable occupancy, and historically those rooms have ebb and flow with university functions and that sort of thing as far as whether they're constant or not. And conferences, certainly there's a kind of a mixed component. This particular group believes it's a Courtyard by Marriott facility, and they think the location close to the university is needed and warranted. So.
Okay. Well, we've got just a few minutes left here on In Focus. I wanted to maybe turn it back over to Linda here to just kind of talk about some more thoughts on your time here as mayor.
As mayor? Well, it's been an adventure, and one that I've enjoyed, ultimately. And I didn't realize what busy was. I just thought I did. But it's been just amazing. So I've spoken to visiting conferences like the Kansas State Grange and the Kansas Muzzle Loaders Association and some different groups that just come here for their conference. And one of the checkoffs sometimes is, do you want the mayor to come and welcome? Mm-hmm. And then other times they just want me to come or be a part of it. And I'm happy to do that. And I do, if the chamber calls, I've tried to do everything that people have asked. In that way, so that I, so people feel welcome here. I think the groups I have talked to that have come here for the first time are so excited to come to Manhattan, and they just smile and they love this experience. So you think about what we have built here that is attracting people and conferences. Many of them have been here already, but some of these smaller ones are coming for the first time. I think the addition to the conference center down at by the parking garage there in downtown will be an added amenity too, because we'll be able to host larger conferences. So right now, with our current conference center, we aren't able to do have a big conference and poster sessions, and breakout. We don't have breakout rooms, and so I'm aware of one conference that can't host here, and so they're anxious to do that, and it helps make our community more vibrant to bring those visitors here, and our downtown area especially, that's two blocks away from the hotel, and for a fine dining experience in our downtown. And so it all serves to make our community more vibrant, and that's what we all want. Our city has a big dependency on sales tax, and so the more attractive we can make our community to that public, the visitors, and we have a lot with our sports and tournaments and just events here. So we're anxious to be the best we can be, and when I hear from people who have farmed their whole life or lived in a small town, who moved to Manhattan because we are a vibrant community, and they've come here all these years for ball games and special events, and their children go to school here. So it's excellent.
Well, thank you for sharing that, and look forward to working with you here as commissioner.
Absolutely.
Here.
Exactly.
All right, that's it for In Focus. Thanks to Ron Fair and Linda Morse for being our guests here today.
All right, Mayor Morrison, thank you for all the work that you have done. As mayor, you've represented the community well. I know you put your heart and soul into it, so very grateful for that. Thank you and continued good wishes. Coming up on In Focus tomorrow, USD 383 School Superintendent Marvin Wade, as well as Board of Education member Katrina Lewison. We'll also have some folks here for the Manhattan Housing Authority as well. It's 10 a.m. at KMAN. Good morning.
KS State Bank wants to be your bank. Find the solution you've been looking for at ksstate.bank. KS State Bank, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
KMAN.